Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for the first Wednesday in June 1st in the year 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I want to start by thanking all of you who sent me birthday wishes and just made me feel extra special, so thank you so much. And for those of you who did not, you have another opportunity on May 30th in 2023. All right, now, I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, I need you to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. That means no telephones, no televisions, no sidebar conversations, and in my case, no barking dogs. I'm not exactly sure what took place last week. We had this crazy noise to come through, but I'm praying that that does not occur today. And the second thing I want you to be mindful of is that all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Greetings, First Baptist family. I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Let us speak to our Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to come gather in your name in worship and fellowship and in solemn prayer. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for providing this virtual platform, and to those who make this all possible, we thank them as well. Father God, we have so much to be grateful and thankful for. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Heavenly Father, clothed in our right mind and with a reasonable measure of health. We thank you for the food on our table and the roof over our head, and for a place that we can call home, where we have family and loved ones. We thank you for our church family, Father God, this branch of Zion. And we thank you for our pastor, the shepherd of this branch of Zion. We thank you, Father God, for all that he's done for us, and we ask that you continue to energize him and revitalize him and prop him up on every leaning side. We thank you, Father God, for our speaker on tonight. And we ask that you allow her to be your vessel to deliver your divine message. And yet, Father, with all these things we have to be grateful for, we seem to be in a perpetual state of mourning these days, Father God. We hear of all these tragedies and the violence that's breaking out all over the place, whether it's Buffalo, New York, or the streets of Southeast D.C., Father God. We just seem to see and hear about trouble on all sides. Father, we know that you blessed us with a template for us to live by, Father God. It's called the B-I-B-L-E, and it delivers the good word and the good news. And so, Lord, we just ask that we recommit ourselves to studying your word, to show ourselves approved before you, Father God, and just trust in you as your holy word tells us, and to allow you to direct our steps. Lord, we come to you on this evening just asking that you continue to look after our sick and shut-in, Father God. And we pray for those families who are under the cloud of bereavement. Touch them as only you can, Father God. And we ask once again, dear Lord, that we turn to you when we seem to be in this state of mourning or depression or just feeling that things aren't going our way. For we know that we have hope eternal through you, Father God. Someone once said that if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And Father God, we say to you on this night that we stand on your holy word, Father God, because we know it never comes back void. We stand on your promises, Father God, for you told us you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we stand on your word and by your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who showed us the way. And Father, let us always remember to walk in faith, grow by grace, and live by love. In the blessed name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.
Our scripture reader, scripture will come from Sister Deborah Lattimore. Sister Lattimore?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Good afternoon. Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm reading from the first chapter of James, the 12th through 25th, from the NIV version. Blessed is the one who perseveres on the trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word or so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing, they will be blessed in what they do. Amen. Hello? Amen. Hello.
And amen. Amen. I apologize. I'm having a little difficulty. My one device, my tablet, is a little slow. All is well, Sister Lattimore. Thank you so much for that scripture reading. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, I want to thank you for all that you have done for First Baptist, my family, and my friends. I also thank you for thank you for Pastor Tucker and his daughter, Lisa Tucker, for keeping them safe. And I thank you for our technical people, because without them, we couldn't have had these type of services. And Father God, please keep blessing our chorus, the trustee board, the deaconess board, the deacon board, and the ministers on our staff. And also, Father God, can you please let the people know in Buffalo, New York, whose family that were killed in Buffalo, New York, and in Texas, that you are with them, Lord, because, God, they need you so badly there. And also, God, I'd like to thank you for Sister Deborah Lattimore for reading the scripture. And I'd like to thank you because this is the first time we have done something together in the same services. And Father God, keep blessing everybody at First Baptist. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert, Sr.
Good evening to my First Baptist Church family and friends. And good evening to all who may not be on the line but have desired to be. And we are giving thanks for all God has done and he's doing. Let us pray. Father God, it is in your name we come tonight thanking you for your many blessings. Thank you, Father God, for just keeping us day by day. Thank you for watching over us as when we sleep, protecting us from all harm and danger. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. Lord, we rise the risk of that we still had up, we in our right mind and still had our health and strength. Father God, we just thank you because you are so good to us. You bless us in spite of us. Lord, I know that we don't always do the things that we should do, not don't do all the things that you ask us to do. But, Lord, you go on blessing us anyway. So, Father God, we ask that you will just continue to be with us. Lead, guide, and direct us all in the way that you would have us to go. We pray your blessing upon the sick tonight and the bereaved, praying, Lord, that you will be with them. Lord, give them what they stand in need of, because you know that you are able to do all things. We lift up the machetes to you, Lord. God, we ask you that please be with them. Touch only as you can to both of them. Let them know that you are God, and beside you there are no others. The doctors may help you, but Lord God, let them know you are the only one that's saving power and healing power. So, Father God, we just thank you. We pray for anyone else that's sick. Lord God, we lift them all up to you tonight. And know that you are able to do all things. We have a number of people, Lord God, from time to time here that they're not feeling well and not doing well. But, Lord, I know that you know all about them. And you are able to do all things for everybody. So, Father God, we just thank you. We pray your blessing upon me and my wife, asking you, Lord, to be with us. You know what we stand in need of. So, Lord God, we are not complaining, Lord, because though that you know what to do, when to do it. And, Father God, we want to thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you're going to do. And we praise your holy name tonight, Lord God, because I know if it's your will, he will see again. And if it's your will, my eyesight will clear up. So, Lord God, we just praise your holy name tonight. Because of your grace and your mercy, we are able to join in the prayer service tonight. And, Lord, we say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to be able to. Because, Father God, in spite of our eyesight, everything else is going well. And we praise your holy name tonight. We pray for Pastor Tucker, asking you, Lord God, please continue to keep him under your protective care. Lead, guide him and his family. Keep him strong, Lord God, that we continue on to carry out this mission that has been given to him. And Father God, we ask for your blessing upon First Baptist as a whole. Father God, for their trying, Lord God, to do your will. And Father God, we ask you to bless, keep us, Lord God, and bless us, grant us what we stand in need of. We thank you for all who involved in making this possible that we can carry on our prayer service on the line. Thank you for all the participants tonight. Thank you for all who care to join in with us. We praise your holy name tonight, because truly, you are worthy of all of our praises. Bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Ashley R. White, who is a member of First Baptist Church and a daughter of Deacon Kenneth and Sister Gina Brooks. She is one of an amazing group of siblings, the last four of which I came to depend on during my brief stint as the director of our youth arts program at First Baptist Church.
I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in a mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Yes, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you. We worship you. Good evening, church. Good evening, church. I am so humbled at the opportunity to come speak to you this evening. First Baptist Church has such a special place in my heart, and I am grateful that I am able to be among family tonight. First and foremost, giving honor and glory to God. If I may, I would like to open with a small prayer. Church, please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you this day to thank you for being who you are. Thank you for allowing all of these people to be here today. I pray that the words I share today serve as a beacon of hope for those who need it, or serve as words of encouragement to those who need the motivation to stay the course. I pray, Father God, that you allow my words to be clear and that your people's ears and hearts be open to my story. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. So some of you may be asking yourself, who is Ashley R. White? Well, I can assure you that I am family. First Baptist Church is my home church. I was born and raised right there, right up the street in Northwest Washington, D.C., right off 3rd and Barnum. And I graduated from Woodrow Wilson Senior High School. I'm a Tiger. But more specifically, I am a member of the Brooks tribe. My parents are Deacon Ken Brooks, and my mother is Sister Jenna Brooks. Many of you know my siblings. The list is quite extensive, so bear with me. We got Jewel, Kenna, Kenneth Brooks Jr., Kendall, and the twins Curtis and Charles. But let me be clear. I am the eldest of the tribe. I am the firstborn and affectionately known as the number one child. Being the eldest of seven children has its unique challenges. You are what I like to call the trial and error child. Your parents are just settling into their parenting style, trying to assemble the right tools to ensure you turn out to be a decent human being. I think my parents did all right. I think they got it just right, actually, because I turned out pretty good, y'all. But like many people, when you are going through life, you have to learn some lessons on your own. And no matter how many people tell you what to do or make suggestions or tell you, if only I had known then what I know now, I tell you, you just have to figure it out. But you have to do it your own way and learn your own lessons. I will tell you, I was the eldest, the pioneer. I had to figure it out, not only for myself, but for my siblings. So if I may, I want to share my story, my testimony, my dedication to live my life in the service of others. I had an amazing grandmother. This is my mom's mom. She was my best friend. I learned so much from her. As a child, she would ask me all the time, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I didn't know. I knew maybe I wanted to go into the medical field, but I just wasn't really too sure about it. But little did I know that Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future." So I thought about it and said, maybe I'll be a doctor. But truth be told, I didn't see too many doctors in my community that looked like me. So I said, maybe I'll be a nurse. Yeah, I can do that. I want to be a nurse. That sounds really good. So I'm all excited. I have the plan. I'm taking the first step to figuring out adulthood and living my best life. But boy, I tell you, as soon as I thought I had the plan, the devil got busy to work. He had all types of people in my ear. How are you going to do that? Your parents got seven kids. They ain't got no money to send you to school. Girl, you barely holding on to that 3.0 GPA. You can't get no scholarship. Oof. I started to second guess the plan, y'all. Maybe I can't do this. Maybe that isn't what it's meant to be. It was weighing on me. Now, I told you who my parents are. They had me in church what felt like 5 out of 7 days of the week. On Wednesday, Bible study. Thursday, Girl Scouts. Friday, youth fellowship. Saturday, choir practice. And Lord knows I can't sing, but I did the best I could. And Sunday, worship. Back then, I felt like they were preventing me from being great, hanging out with my friends, doing the things I wanted to do. But as an adult, I am so grateful because I learned so many things in church. I learned, as the song said, Lord, you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. I learned that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I made a stand. Move, devil. I prayed to the Lord, help me get into nursing school. Help me figure out how to pay tuition. Help me move out my parents' house and away from my siblings. It ain't fair to be in here sharing this 1.5 bathroom. I got to go. I need you. I said, yes, Lord, use me. I want to dedicate my life to the service of you so I can get everything I want. Back then, I didn't fully understand what it meant to be servant to the Lord. So when I graduated in 2005, I left home and I joined the Army. The Iraq War was just barely starting. It was a scary time. The devil got busy again telling me, don't leave. You're going to get sent to war and die. I just wanted to get some money for college. But I wasn't worried because I had learned from Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, I have to cover myself with the whole armor of God. I stood tall with my breastplate of righteousness, my shield of faith. I was armed with my helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I was ready to move on my promise to live my life in the service of God and his people. I prayed. I was not, nor am I now, afraid. I listened to the Lord just as much as I speak to him. He has truly ordered my steps. Now, don't think I didn't fall. Don't think I didn't have a misstep and fall down. And yes, I needed help sometimes. But these experiences gave me wisdom. They showed me just how strong I am and that it's okay to fall down. But you can't stay there. You have to get back up. Here we are, 17 years later, still serving in the Army. I have been around the world and back, from Germany to Iraq, Italy to Afghanistan, building churches in the Dominican Republic, and serving on missions to spread the word of God. I have had the opportunity to live in so many places across the United States. The Lord has truly been so good to me. Looking back, and when I reflect on my life and my accomplishments and the examples that I have set for my siblings, I truly say that when I listen to God and live the life I committed to living, all my blessings started to flow. My blessings came so that I could be used, so that I may be a blessing to someone else. I started to change the way I prayed. I stopped asking for all the things that I wanted. I started asking for the strength, both mentally and physically, to do what the Lord required of me. Back then, the devil said, you barely have that 3.0 GPA. You can't get no scholarship. But I said, you know what? The Lord sent me some tutors, y'all, and a praying family that carried me through. The devil told me once, how you going to be a nurse? Well, the Army paid for that and 3 other degrees that the Lord saw fit that I have to serve his people. The devil said, your parents got 7 kids. They ain't got no money to send you to school. My parents don't have to pay for my school because my God is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. And my family is my number one supporters, my own personal fan club. As Philippians 4:6 tells us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Make the plan. Write it down. Be determined. Know that the enemy is near, but fear not, as you too are equipped with the whole armor of God. Remember that through Christ, all things are possible. No matter what your challenges are, schools, jobs, relationships, etc., no matter what plans you have, ensure you remain steadfast in prayer and that you listen as hard as you pray. He will make a way. Your plan must be nestled in His plan because His plan is the plan. I hope that someone found meaning in knowing that there are struggles, there are enemies, but there are help out there as well. I am so blessed and fortunate for my family and the help that I have received from my biological family and my church family. Ask for help. Be determined. Follow your dreams. Be not afraid. Let me close in prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. Thank you for these words that you saw fit that I share with your people. Set a reminder that the devil is hard at work, but so are your people and so are you. Thank you for the plan that you have for our lives. Give us the strength to carry out your will. Help us be anxious not for anything. Let us be reminded that you are the same God today that you were back then, that you are the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are, and I am so grateful. I pray that you give your people the strength to serve you. In your son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you so much, church. Thank you.
All right now, First Baptist, now it's your turn to show your appreciation for Sister Ashley and her message. The lines will be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds, so get ready, get ready, get ready. Okay, I see we still have that slight technical difficulty that we had last year. So please find a way to reach out to Sister Ashley on your own. Reach out to her parents, Deacon Kenneth Brooks, or her mom, Sister Jenna Brooks. I just want to let you know, Sister Ashley, that I was truly blessed by your message. And as I reminded you before prayer service, that you come from an awesome family and that whatever you had to share with us tonight was going to be incredible. So thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
Surely we thank God for Ashley, and Ashley, you did an outstanding job. God has been blessing your life, and we just are so proud of you and proud of your family, and we thank God for what you have meant to our church and meant to the world, and how you have allowed God to use you wherever you have gone. We certainly want to say congratulations to Mom and Dad as well for the outstanding work that that they have done in raising a spirit-filled family as you have. God bless you, Ashley, and the entire family. We thank God also for the other persons who participated in the services tonight. As usual, we have been blessed in a marvelous way, and we thank God. We thank God for all of those who are attending. Our attendance has been up above 7 to 5 and in the 80s throughout the time of our prayer experience, and we thank God for all of you who recognize the importance of coming together and praying together and spending these moments as a church family, calling upon God and knowing that God is able to help us and able to deliver us. And so we want to say God bless to all of our church family and all who are sharing in our services tonight. Let me encourage you to participate in the several activities that we have going on at First Baptist. First, you need to know that on this coming Saturday, June 4th, we're having a health fair in collaboration with the Leadership Council for Healthy Communities, LCHC, and it's going to be a blessed event and informative and helpful. There will be health screening of blood pressure and kidneys, and kidney screening as well, COVID-19 testing. We'll have vaccine clinics, both for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines and the boosters. So come prepared to get your vaccines. You can get anyone that you need at this particular time, and you can be blessed in that fashion. And we want you, everybody that needs a vaccine, there's no reason for you not to get one, that you will make sure that you get a vaccine by coming to our clinic on Saturday. We're going to have food giveaway, fresh food for you. And you can come and bag up your food and take it on home and have some fresh food there. Then we're going to have health improvement classes, kickboxing, low impact strengthening, and yoga. We'll have a live band out there for you to enjoy, and games and activities in our senior center, all for your entertainment and enjoyment on Saturday, March 4th. Please come. It's Saturday, okay? And we're looking forward to your coming. Now, on Friday, June 3rd, and Saturday, June 4th, you can pick up your Sunday school books, and we encourage you to come and receive your Sunday school books on those days. Then on Sunday, we have our communion worship services at 10 a.m. We encourage all of you to be ready. We're going to have communion at the church, but we'll also make it possible virtually as well. So we encourage you to come and share with us. The Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III will be preaching, and we encourage you to share and be ready for our communion experience. Let's pray also for our sick and shut-in members. Please keep Sister Millicent Machete in your prayers. Brother Machete, Diggin Machete, keep him in your prayers as well. And all of those persons who are on our sick list that you know, pray for them. God is still in the prayer answering business. Now we're going to pause that you might have an opportunity to give your prayer request. We're going to have the lines open for 20 seconds for you to lift up somebody's name or situation that we may pray together.
Reverend Tucker, your line is open now.
We thank God for being God all by himself. The line, the devil will ride on it, try to destroy what you're doing, but we know that God knows all about us. We know that, and so let us bow our heads in prayer. God, we do come now to say thank you for the privilege that is ours that you have granted for us tonight to hear this inspirational message and to call on your holy and divine name. We ask, O God, that you would hear the hearts, the minds, and the spirit of these your servants who've reached out to you today, who called out the names of persons and individuals that they seek your blessings upon. And we know you know all about them, God, and we know that you know you can address them, and we just pray that you would hear the genuine and tender cries of your people and to bless them as only you can do. And we pray, O God, that you would bless all those who have attended this service. We know, O God, you know all about them, and you know their hearts, their minds, their hurts, their pains, their sorrows, their griefs. We know you know all about them, God, and so we ask that you will hear their cries. Bless the sick and the shut in, O God. Be with them one by one and tend to their needs, if it be your holy and divine will. And then, O God, we pray for the needy, all those who are standing in the need of prayer, in the need of anything, O God. We pray that you will grant it unto them, and we pray especially for those who need salvation, who are lost in their sins, O God, and they need to be delivered, and we know you are able to do it, and we ask, O God, that you would just bless them as only you can do. Bless, God, our church in its entirety. We thank you, O God, for all of our members, one by one. We thank you for the Brooks family, O God. We thank you for how you have blessed them and how you have delivered them and all of them beautiful people, and we thank you for them, O God. We are grateful for the church family that is able to draw close to one another and bless one another and encourage one another and strengthen one another. We thank you, O God, for all that has taken place in our midst. And now, God, we ask the help in this nation. All of the violence that's taking place, oh God, we need you, Master. We need you to help us. Bless, oh God, those who are bereaved in Buffalo, in Texas, and now in Tulsa, oh God. We pray that you would be with those families who have lost loved ones by violence. And we ask, oh God, that you would do something with us and with this nation, oh God, that we may turn from this wickedness and draw closer unto you, oh God, and that we might be able to rid ourselves of this violence and killing and evil that prevails in our land. Heal the land, if it be your holy and divine will. Now, God, we want to thank you for everything. You've been good to us, and you have seen us through seen and unseen dangers. You have delivered us in days gone by, and we want to say thank you. Be with us now and use us in your kingdom building, for it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. Amen.
Thank you. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for June 1st. We thank you so much for joining. Please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, I pray that you have a blessed week. And for those of you who will be staying on the line, I hope that you continue to enjoy the music.